Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun, and we are in Perek Kohen Gadol. We started back on Daf Mem Zayin, and we are, as we started yesterday, in the sugyas, in a couple of dafim related to Tumah V'Tahara. We started talking about which Tumos a Nazir is Megaleach and which Tumos he's not Megaleach. So just by way of a little chizuk, when we get to these types of dafim, we always have to make sure that we have the proper attitude in terms of all of these issues of Tumah V'Tahara, and we have to review the words of the Chafetz Chaim in his Maimer Torah Or. We mentioned this in past Shiurim. The Chafetz Chaim put out the Asifas Akedim, which is a compilation of a couple of different Svarim of Achronim, which he put together, and as a Hakdama to the Asifas Akedim, which is all about Seder Kachim, all the Svarim on Seder Kachim, the Asifas Ditzon Kachim, and the Berachas HaZevach, and the Chok Nasan, all different Svarim on Seder Kachim. So as a Hakdama to that, he put out a Maimer with 12 prakim called Maimer Torah Or, from Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And there he emphasizes and encourages all of us to study all of Torah, including the parts of Torah that are not halacha l'maisa. We quote the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, with the source for all of Shishas Sidrei Mishnah, V'hoyah Munas Hitecha, Chosin Yishuas Chachma V'Das. He quotes Chachma Zaseder Kachim, Das Zaseder Taurus. And we have to realize, Chachma v'das, right? That's what we're about also. Not just keeping the halachos that are l'maisa. There he quotes the pasuk from yesterday's parsha, V'yara lokim es ha'or kitov, zeh sefer vayikra. Wow. V'yara lokim kitov is sefer vayikra. Sheyesh bo halachos merubos. Why? The most mitzvos, ton of mitzvos in Vayikra. Yes, Dvarim has 200 mitzvos, Bamidbar has less, Bereishis only has 3, right? But Vayikra has a tremendous amount. V'hinei ra'inu b'avoseinu arabim, sha'aseder hazeh hu aluv ma'od, she'ein matzui mi she'yilmod bo, ve'afilu mi shalom do, eino roa l'shem yuno bo. And even those who learn it, you know, they don't learn it k'moshe sarich, as one needs to. Levad mechad be'elaf mi yichidei hadar. Except one in a thousand. Even one who does Daf Yomi, says the Chafetz Chaim, before there was Daf Yomi. Eino matzi shiyazug bo behis bonenus. Leida heitev bir asugye v'amaskarna l'alach. They don't learn it b'iyun. Rak b'havara b'alma o kukori parshas ha-karbanas. Like you say karbanas in the morning. Right, that's how we do it. U'be'emes. And he says it's her. He's talking about karbanas there, but it's all related. Karbanas and Tumah V'Tahara and all these halachos. Well, I might add, the whole Masech is Nazirus. We don't have even Naziris today, but a lot of Naziris is Karbanos, et Tumah V'Tahara. Gamkin, eina kavanas yomar psukim levad, v'lo yeda pirushanu bi'uran. The point of Karbanos is not just running through it. Elashi is bonein b'chol karban v'karban. Ofanei ha-kravaso. We have to know. And he says, that's why I wrote this Torah Or, because v'yara lo kem esha Or, kitov, as it relates to Sefer Vayikra, which is all about Kachim Vitaros, right? All Tazria and Mitzora, right? Much of Tumah V'Tahara is mentioned there, and we have to make sure that we are experts in all areas of the Torah. And then he goes through many of the prakim, the importance of learning in Yoni Karbanos, and the importance of learning Kal Torah Kula, because it's all connected to the Ramach Ivara V'Shasa Gidav, and many other elements. The last parak is what we like to emphasize as well. The last parak, he mentions that maybe all of this, and as we learn the next couple of dafim, all of this is related to the other question that we're going to, the questions that we're going to be asked, La'asin Lavo. The same Gemara there in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, which says that we're going to be asked 6 questions, La'achar Me'av Esrim, and the more famous ones are, Kavati Itama Torah, did you set aside time, did you Asakta Pir Yiva Rivya, were you Osek, and the Nasadav Natata Ben Muna, were you honest in business, Tzipisa Li Yeshua, did you hope for the salvation? Did you hope for the salvation? So first of all, how do we know that's a mitzvah? The other ones we understand is a mitzvah. Puravu, we know is a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. And being honest is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Sheker Tircha. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to hope for the salvation? Where does it say in the Torah that we have to hope for Mashiach? What if I'm a great Jew, I do all the mitzvos, I even say the animamins, but I don't feel it so much. Animamin, I believe that Mashiach is coming, but I don't really have so much kavana in what's wrong? What am I doing wrong? Where's the mitzvah of Tzipisa Yeshua? So 2 points. Number one, he doesn't quote, but the smock, one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs Katan, says in Mitzvah Aleph, that Tzipisah Yeshua is a part of Emuna, part of Anokhi Hashem Alkecha. That's why it's a mitzvah aleph. It's a chiyuv to believe that just like Hashem redeemed us once, He will redeem us again. That's part of the mitzvah of Emuna, says the Smak. First of all, for us to believe that the Bore is the Manhig. That's the first part of Emunah. That He didn't just create the world, but He is involved in the world. And that He's done everything for us in the past. And then He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Tzipisi Yeshua, and He says, Ve'echa Kasav Mitzvah Zu. Where does it say that we have to hope for Mashiach? El Shvamina Bazet Talui. Shekishim Sheyesh Lanu Lahamin. Shot Tzionim Mitzrayim. Just like we have to believe that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Dechsev Anokhi Shem Lokech Asher Osei Sicha. V'yal Karchin. Be'acher Shehu Dibur Hachi Kamar. Kishem Shani Rotze. Shetaminu Bi. Shani Hoshehotesi Eschem. Kach Ani Rotze. Shetaminu Bi. Shani Yeshem Lokechem. V'ani Asid. L'kabetz Eschem. U'lohushiachem. Believe, just like I took you out, so too I will bring you back. And I will do Kibbutz Galuyos, and I will do Tchias HaMesim, and I will... It's part of Emunah. Tzipis Yeshua is part of Emunah. That is the Smak. In his Rav Yitzchak Mikorvil, one of the Moniyah Mitzvahs. But the Chavetz Chaim continues and says, part of this is also learning every Daf and Shas. Learning the Daf and Shas that are only going to be Lamaisa when Mashiach comes. Because if not, we're basically saying that we don't care and we're not focused on it and we're not looking forward to it. Because what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Okay, it's time. We're not going to have any idea what to do. What kind of karban? Which karban? Tumah v'tara. And it's not only for Kohanim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's part of Tzipisah Yeshua, being ready. And he quotes that the Pasuk says at the end of Mahaloscha that Aaron and Miriam, all of a sudden, when Hashem appeared to them, they started jumping around. Oh my gosh! What? Mayim, mayim, Chazal say. Right, that was the message that Hashem was teaching them. That's why Moshe is different. Because I could appear to him suddenly, just like I appear to you. The word used there is pit'om. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Gzeira Shava. He makes up this Gzeira Shava. It says at the end of Nevi'im and Malachi, Mashiach's going to come, pit'om. U'pit'om yavo el hechalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what does that mean? In a minute, in a flash. Pit'om, the same word used at the end of Baloscha, is used at the end of Malachi. V'kivet she'ha'yeshua bihigolus kvodo yizbarach tiyah pit'om lo yiyah azman lahachin atzman la'avoda. When Mashiach comes, okay, everybody, let's go to a shir. About Tumah V'Tahara. No, we have to be ready by then. V'asher ha'limud hu lo l'sha'a v'shatayim. And it's not just going to take you an hour or two to learn all the sugyas. Ki'im l'kama shanim. V'limun halacha avoda lahalavim gamke nitzor chamei shanim. Uvipral lakoanim. Koanim for sure. And therefore we have to apply ourselves maybe even more to the halachas that don't apply b'zman hazeh. And then he just quotes the amazing line of teku, which we might have a teku on today's daf. Why do I say I might? We might. Because if you look at the last word on today's daf, nun amabez, there it says teku there, but some rishonim take it out. As we'll see, it's not really a question that is asked. But teku stands for, as many suggest, tishvi yitareitz kushius va'abayos. Elyonav is going to answer all of our questions and doubts. Says the Chavetz Chaim, he's not going to tell us what it says mefurish in the Rambam, or mefurish gemaris. That we have to learn ourselves. He's only going to tell us what we're not sure about. The questions that are left after we go through the sugyas. Then we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. But he's not going to tell us, okay, tell me all the Avos HaTumo, tell me the Rishons, tell me what are the ABCs, the basic laws of Tumah V'Tahara. What is a Nazir Megaleh Echad? And we'll say, I don't know, tell us. He'll say, it's a Mishneh Nazir. We're like, oh, didn't focus on that one. No, we have to focus on it, Mishneh Nazir. So as we go through all of these sugyas, we can emphasize every day the topics that we have to go through on whatever daf we are learning. But especially over the next couple of days, as started yesterday, when we talk about in Yonim of Tumah V'Tahara, which seems to be somewhat more esoteric and theoretical. First of all, there's Talmud Torah Lishma, and number two, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are interested in Mashiach, and therefore we are focusing on all of these laws as they come. But again, that's really most of the rest of the parak will be all about these issues of Tumah V'Tahara, of what a Nazir is Megaleh Echad, right? Which is the next, basically the week of the Daf until the rest of the parak. So here we go. Let's go back to what we were discussing, and obviously there are Shas topics that come up related to all of these sugyas as well. Says the Gemara, Nun Amar Aleph, by the two dots. That's where we left off. Al Kizayis Meis, Al Kizayis Netzas. Remember, the Mishnah told us yesterday that there are certain tumas that are known as Vagaleachon. That is not as inclusive as the tumos that cause tumas meis. We mentioned that the Mishnah in Ahalos that lists off all the tumos that make somebody tamei meis, that is more on the list. There are some tumos, as Tosas pointed out, there are some tumos that make a nazir tamei meis, but does not ruin his naziris. That does not uproot the whole counting. For example, the Mishnah had said that a nazir is allowed to become tamei for a chatzi kav atzamos. That ruins his naziris. Even though he already becomes batamei ba'oel with rova hakav. A quarter of a kav already makes him tamei ba'ohel. But halacha lo shebi sinai, he only ruins his naziris by a chatzi kav of atzamos. Or the Mishnah said a half a lug of dam. A half a lug of dam ruins his naziris, even though he becomes tamei with a revius halug of dam. Stosis points out that Mishnah, this is all based on halacha lo shebi sinai. Even though he becomes tamei meis with more tumas, he's only soser his naziris and loses it with less. So here we go. Al-Kazayis meis on a Kazayis of meis, which we discussed on the top of today's Amud. Right, the 3 days, what does that mean? Isn't that obvious? If a meis is metame, so what about a Kazayis? Why do you even say a Kazayis meis? So we have the 3 days, what does it mean, meis? Now we're up to the next phrase. Kazayis meis va'al-Kazayis netzel. Ezeo netzel. What is netzel? What is netzel in the Mishnah? Basar hameis shekarash. If one has congealed flesh, congealed flesh of a corpse. Basar hameis shekarash. Umohal shehirtiach, or liquid. That, hirtiach means bubbles, it boils, when it is heated. That's how you know it is liquid from a mace. Hey chidamis, ask the Gemara, when would you have to boil it to know whether it is liquid from a mace? Ilema delo yet ina didi dehu. If you don't know where this liquid is from, there's some liquid that a nazir or a kohen came in contact with. You have no idea what it is. So if you don't know if it came from the corpse or not, ki karash my hobby. So even if it congeals, there are other things that congeal, or maybe it's some liquid of a corpse. Not all liquids are metame. Only certain types of liquids are metame. So maybe it's some types of liquids that are not metame and it congealed. So how would that be a raya? Ella diadina didehu. No, maybe it's talking about where you know for sure that it is from the corpse. You know that for sure. So afagadalokara, so that even if it doesn't gijil, that it should be mitame. So what's the case here? So Amr Yirmiya Bistam. The case is Bistam. What does Bistam mean? Look at Tosis, fourth medium line in Tosis. Amr Yirmiya Bistam. What does Tosis say? Klomar. Diadinan debami zehames. You know it came from a corpse. Avaloyadinan moel zeh mibsaro o mikecho. You don't know what it is though. Is it like liquefied flesh? Or is it maybe saliva? Or other types of liquids that might have come from a dead body that is not called flesh, that is not metame. So that we don't know. So that's why we do the test. And the Gemara assumes that only something that is metame, like flesh or some other type of liquid that has the status of that, would congeal. Back to the Gemara. Ikarash. So it's bistam. You know it's from the dead body, but you don't know what part of the dead body it is from. So ikarash, if it congeals, moelhu, then we assume it is mohel, and it came from the bisar hames, and it's betame, v'ilo karash, and if it did not congeal, so then dilma kecho v'neyohu. Maybe it's saliva, maybe it's other types of liquids, or other types of elements from the body, which is not metame. Period. The pashas of the Gemara is, if it doesn't congeal, what's the halacha? What's the word the Gemara uses? Dilma. Maybe. Maybe it's not. Meaning, maybe it's not metame, maybe it is metame. So it sounds like if it congeals, it's vadetame. If it doesn't congeal, dilma, kecho, it sounds like maybe it's still a suffix. Maybe it's still a suffix, and the Rambam paskins that way. Maybe it's still a suffix. What's the problem? The Karen Ora here asks, don't we have rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tahara? Suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, Sfeiko Tameh. Bereshus HaRabim, Sfeiko Tahar. Why should you say automatically that if it's a suffix that we have to be Machmir and treat him as if he was Tameh? You should go by the normal rules of Safik Tumah. That's the question here of the Karen Ora. Imkin Bereshis HaYachid Avi Safik HaTumah Davi Vaday Tumah El Dinir the Safik Tumah Bereshis HaYachid. So he says, why would you say both directions? Number one, if it's Safik in Bereshis HaRabim, you should say Tahar. Number two, this is probably in Bereshis HaYachid. So if it's in Bereshis HaYachid, you should say it's Vaday Tumah, not just Safik Tumah. Right, not just if it congeals, it's Vaday Tumah. If it doesn't congeal, it's maybe. But we know the rules of Safik in Tumah mean you have the status of Vaday. Says the Karen Or, if it's Sarech Lomar, you see from here, the Safik Tumah Bereshis HaYachid Lo Nomar Ella B'Safik Maga Avalo Im Iker HaTumah Have Safik. Says the Karen Or, there are different types of Sfekos. One type of Safik is, you know this Tumah here, you're just not sure if you touched it or not. That's where we say Safik Tumah Bereshis HaYachid turns into Vaday Tumah. Somebody goes down the street, they're not sure if they were Mahil on the mace, so it's a street, so it's Tahar. But if it's in a backyard, it's Tumah. We treat it as Vaday Tumah. Okay, Birur versus Achra, is it the Vad? But we treat it as Vaday Tumah. But what if you're not sure? The Safik is whether there is Tumah here at all or not. That's a more fundamental type of question. There, says the Karen Ora, you'll treat it as Safik. You have to go through all the cases, but that's his suggestion. When it's a Safik about the Iker Tumah, so then we say, there, we'll keep it as Safik, not as, even though it is Bereshis HaYachid. Good. Tosfos says, Tosfos takes out the word Dilma. Tosfos just says, maybe if it doesn't congeal, it's Vaday, not from flesh, because everything Tameh would congeal. Okay, but either way, Machlokas, and that discussion was in the Pashas of the Gemara. Next, Boi Minei Abaye Mei Rabba. Abaye asked the following from Rabba. Yesh Netzel LeBehema O E Netzel LeBehema. Is there Netzel, this type of Tumah, that comes from flesh after it decomposes? That's Netzel. So that applies to a human being. A corpse is Tameh, so a corpse, even after it decomposes, it is still going to be Tameh. But what happens if you have Nevela? Nevela is also an avatuma, right? Different rules of a nevela, right? We discussed nevela recently in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, where the Rambam used nevela as a kalvachomer. Nevela is batame b'maga u'b'masa. So there is Tumas nevela. Ask the Gemara: what if a flesh of an animal decomposes? Could come up. You find it, and it somehow the Kohen comes in contact with it. Is he or Yisrael? Does he become tame? Does he become tame from that? From that netzel. That is the question. Is there halacha? Tumas Nevela itself is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That is a machlokas that we have mentioned last week. But again, it's a machlokas to mention again and again. Machlokas Rambam Ramban. It's a machlokas about 13 mitzvos. Important mitzvah. The Rambam says, and the mitzvah is by Tumas Nevela. That's where he says this major thesis of his. I am counting Tumas Nevela, says the Rambam, as one of the 613 mitzvos. Not that there's a mitzvah to become Tameh, not that there's a mitzvah to become Tor from the Nevela. But the Rambam in Mitzvah 96, Mitzvah Tzadi Vav says, Sivanu Lios kol nogea ben Nevela, Tameh. If you touch Nevela, you're Tameh. And then the Rambam says, there, in that mitzvah, let me tell you a yesod about all of this. Vani es karata haktama, shera'ui shetiskarosa, v'chol ma sheniska v'mine tumas v'hu, ki kol shenimne kol min v'min mena tumas mitzvahs asei. Every mitzvah that I'm going to count, the next 13 mitzvahs, I'm going to count every type of tumah separately. This does not mean that you have to become tamei or that you should become tamei. It just means that you need to follow the laws of tumah for each of the tumas. That's the Rambam. Ein in yano sheniyah chayav lehi tamei b'tumah hahi v'lo gamke sheniyah nachnu musar mehi tamei ba. There's no obligation in either direction. V'tiyah mitzvahs losa say no. It's just that this area of halacha is, the Rambam counts as mitzvahs, areas of halacha. The Ramban jumps on the Rambam and says, no way. Why is that any different than Balmum? Does the Rambam count all the different Baalei Mumin separately? Of people, of animals, of Kohanim? No. What, are you going to have 100 mitzvahs? There's one mitzvah that a Balmum cannot work in the, well, there's five mitzvahs related to Balmum. He can't be Zorik Tadam, and he can't Sheft, and he can't do a be Makrif, but all the Mumin are not counted separately. So says the Ramban, what's the difference between Mumin and Tumah? The both, you should count that it's usher for a Tameh to go into the Beis HaMikdash. There's usher for a Tameh to do the Avodah. Fine. But you shouldn't count every different type of Tumah. That's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. Ma Hehevdel. What's the difference between Baal Mum and Tumah? That's the Ramban leaves the Rambam Bitzarach Ian. And the Megillus Esther and all the Mefarshim say the Rambam must think there's a difference. There's a big difference between Mumin, which are just different types of the same idea, versus Tumah, which are not different types of the same idea. Every type of Tumah is a different world. That's what you have to say for the Rambam. Right? It's not so difficult. Right? That Bamum is, you have a blemish, and the main mitzvah is Tamim. Right? You have to bring a carbon that is Tam. And all Tumas are a violation of that. But there's no mitzvah say to be Tahar, and all other Tumas are just the outgrowths of that. No! Every Tumah is a different world. And therefore the Rambam counts it separately. The Mitzvah HaMelech, Rabbi Samantha de Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvos, he also discusses what's the difference between Mumin and Tumah, and he throws another one in, which the Ramban also doesn't like. Kafaras Nedarim, the previous Mitzvah, 95. The Rambam counts the Mitzvah to be made for Nedarim, and the Ramban also says, there's no such Mitzvah. No, it's a halacha. It's not a mitzvah. Why would you count that as a mitzvah? So the Rambam obviously quotes, even items that don't have obligations. After chiyav lekabahem, says Rabbi Sement, mikal makom, b'tahavi alei shem maisa mitzvah, nichlalu v'aminyan. It has a shem mitzvah, even though there's no obligation or prohibition about it. When you do something following the halacha of the Torah, that is the status of mitzvah. That is the status. And then he quotes beautifully, why are Tumas different than Baal Mum? Baal Mum are physical differences. Physical differences. The Torah says, if there is a physical deformity, you can't serve. And every physical deformity is included in physical deformities. The world of Tumah, though, the whole world of Tumah is made up by Hashem. It's purely Exeris HaKasuv. There's no reality. There's no physical reality about Tumah. It's totally not reality. Right? It's Hashem's reality. By counting each one as a separate mitzvah, that is an ultimate reflection of emuna in the reality HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But every one is its own reality. Because it's not a physical one we could link them and put them all together. The shiny dini tuma, he writes beautifully. The kol chefsa shalahem shemitaminu migziras hakosuv. Vein ben mitzius tuma. Imkei ze gufa. Tei mitamin mutzivim yatora. The fact that each one of these tumas exist is a command of Hashem. And that's why you shiny moment, the mitzvah saying, they're physical realities. They're not counted separately. Hashem made it up. Each one of them is another reflection of emuna, and that is why we must count them separately. The first one, though, on the list is Nevela. Tumas Nevela, and that's what our Gemara is talking about. How much is Tumas Nevela compared to Tumas Adam? Right? Nevela is one of the Avos HaTuma. What happens if it decomposes? Do we still say that it is still Tame? So again, back to the question of the Gemara. Yesh Netzel HaBehema o Ein Netzel HaBehema? Does a Behema have this? Tosas points out, this isn't a question about Naziris anymore. There's no Isser for a Nazir to be Matame Mishum Nevela. Right, there's no Isser, it's only Tumei Meis. We said also previously, there's no Isser for a Nazir to become Maga and Zava, only Tumas Meis. So Tosas points out, this question has nothing to do with Naziris. It's just once we're on the topic of Netzel, so we'll ask this question. Is there Tuma for Netzel of a Behema? Mi Amrina, it says the Gemara, Gemiri, we learn Netzel da'asi me Adam, avol da'asi me Behema lo. Netzel is only something that comes from Adam, Odim Aloshna. Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Even Netzel from a Behema is going to be a problem. So says the Gemara, before we try to answer it. Hani Chalaman Da'amar. I understand the answer to the question. Meaning it's obvious if you hold the following. Tuma Chamura Ad Leger. Tuma Chamura is another way of saying Tuma Sevela. It's an Ava Tuma. Tuma Chamura Ad Leger. Their Tuma exists until it becomes Eino ra'ui la'achilas ger. That means inedible for human consumption. That's what ad l'ger means. If you hold that nevela is tamei until it becomes inedible, so then even already stop there. Then we have an answer to our question, because netzel is not edible to a human. So there's obviously no netzel. It's not called nevela anymore. So if you hold like that shita, that tumas nevela dissipates and disappears Once it becomes Eino Roy Lachilas Adam, said Nevela, we have no question. Netzel obviously is not Metame. It's not called Nevela anymore. So if you hold Tumah Chamura Ad Leger, V'Tumah Kala Ad Lekelev, but a Tumah Kala is Tumas Ochlin. Food becoming Tame. A food can become Tame even if it's not edible anymore for humans. It's a little rotted. It's a little, has some mold on it. Humans won't eat it, but a dog would still eat it. It still could become Tamei, Tumas Ochlin, Ad Lekelev, until it is not Roy even for a dog to eat anymore. Shapir, so if you hold like that opinion, so then there is no Shaila, because Netzel is not Roy L'Achilas Adam. Tumas Nevela disappears when it's no longer Achilas Adam. So Memela, obviously, Netzel does not exist by a Nevela. Right? So that is, on the one hand. But Ela Lamanda Amar, but according to the other opinion that says Tumah Chamura Ad Lekelev, Tumas Nevela exists even when it's not Roy Lachilas Adam anymore. As long as it's Roy for a dog to eat, it's okay. We assume at this point that Netzel is Roy to eat by a dog. Right? We assume that it's Roy Lachilas Behema. It's just not Roy Lachilas Adam. So if you say there's still something called Nevela, then so Michael Amar. So our Shaila is there really Netzel that has Tumas Nevela in this case? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll try to prove it to you. I'll write it to you for the following brisa. Himchuhu ba'or tamei bechama tahor. What is this about? This is about a type of Tumas Nevela, but a specific type of Tumas Nevela. There's a mesechta about this in Seder Taurus. This is about a Nevela of a kosher bird. Nevelas oftar. There's a special halacha. Does not have a parallel in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. A nevela of a kosher bird. A dove dies without getting shefted. A kosher bird dies without getting shefted. What type of tumah is that? That's only metame a person as it goes down in his throat. Tumas beis abliya. If a person touches it, does not make him tame. Right? They carry it, doesn't make him tame. Tumas, right? Of nevelas of tar is only as it's swallowed. Or even before it's actually swallowed. Well, it's in Beis Abliya. Let's do the Gemara, and then we'll talk about the Lamdas. So, Himchu Ba'ar, what if you liquefied the fat of a Tumas, of Nevelas Oftar? You have a dead dove, and you liquefied the fat, and you drank it. So, Himchu Ba'ar, if one liquefies it in fire, then Tame, it still has the status of Nevela in that state, and it's still Matame, a person. Himchu Ba'ar Tame. Bechama tahar, but in the sun, if it was very hot and I liquefied it in the sun, it's tahar. Why? Because we assume it spoils. It spoils in the sun. It becomes eino roi lachila totally. So it spoils in the sun even more than in fire. So says the Gemara. It's talking about nevela. And if you want to say that, like this manda amar, that tumas of a nevela exists until it becomes eino ra'oi for even for a dog, I feel b'chaminami, even in the sun it should be right. Wouldn't a dog still eat it? Even if it's spoiling, wouldn't a dog still eat this chelev that's becoming spoiled in the sun? Why do you say it's tahor? It must be, there's no netzel by a behema. It must be that because it, as it spoils, it becomes netzel, it becomes decomposed, so doesn't that show there's no netzel? Meaning, isn't liquefying fat of a nevelas oftar the same thing as netzel? Isn't that the same thing that we're comparing? Answers the Gemara, no. That's the answer. Amos mamchile, when does it melt, balter de israch bachama? No, when it melts in the sun, it becomes totally disgusting. Kiva de israch havile offer, and it's like dirt. So even a dog wouldn't eat it. That does not answer our question about netzel. Because netzel maybe is roi lachilas behema. So we don't have an answer to the question according to the second manda amar in the Gemara. We don't have an answer to that question. Period. Before we continue, Tznan, there is lamdis of the achronim, where the Stipler discusses this. About this, whenever you have a unique world of Tumah V'Tahara, it's always interesting to try to figure out why. For example, we've always liked to talk about the Mishkav Azov. Mishkav Azov is one of the only tumas that doesn't go down. It goes across. Usually, Av, you touch an Av, you become a Rishon. You touch a Rishon, you become a Sheni. It always transfers down. But there are two or three exceptions to the rule. One is a sword in a body, Cheref Arayu Kachalo, which is beginning of Chukas. But another example, the Torah tells us, and it's all Psukim in the Torah, Mishkav Azov. Azav, Azava, Yoledes, they sit on a chair, the chair becomes an Avatuma, just like they are. That's called Mishkav Azav. So why is that? So we discussed that. So here's another unique halacha. Why? What is this tumma? Only if it's in your throat? Why should that be? What's the svar for that? We know there are three ways to become tumma. You touch something, you carry something, you are in an ohel with something, or you are the ohel, or it's the ohel. What is this about nevelas of tar? It's tumatame bebeis ablia. So that bothered the achronim. What type of tumma is this? So the two suggestions given by the stipler, by Rabbi Yosef Engel, by many others, are, is this just a fancy type of touching tumah? It's tumas maga. But the Torah is machadesh that it's only tumas maga if you touch it with the inside of your throat. Is that what it is? And that's what Rabbi Chaim thought, because the shear is kezias, and there are other rayas to this. Is that what it is? It's a fancy type of tumas maga? Or no? This is a tumas achila. It has no parallel in all the world of Tumah V'Tahara. It's a unique type of Tumah. The Stipler in Shvuas, in Simen Vav, tells us, Ha'achronim nistafku, pa'adin avilas of tahar, mitame beis abliya, imu midin achila, o midin maga umasa, elash, zer zakasim, urak ma'makam beis abliya, o makabal Tumah mi, Nevelas of tahar. Right, that's the Shaila. Look in the Menchas Chinuch, look in the Asen Daraisa, look in Reb Chaim, and he quotes all of the achronim, and he says the Rambam's lashon. What's the Rambam's lashon? Hilchas Avos Atumas. The Rambam says the velos of tar metame min haTorah. The ketzad utumasa ena metame el betoch beis abliya sheneemar. He quotes the pasuk. The chol nefesh asher tochal. Tochal sounds like a tumas achila. Chol nefesh asher tochal ena metame el kshib beis hanefesh. And then the Rambam says v'zeh sheneemar tochal lase shir lutumasa kishir achila shehu kezayis. Sounds like from the Rambam that it's a tumas achila, right? And therefore there's a shear for achila, right? Do you say that or not? There are other areas of halacha, and there are other different rayas to bring. The Menchas Chinuch assumes that it's a tumas achila because it says asher tochal. But the problem is that the Rambam holds that nevelas of tahar is mitame unless it is nifsal meachilas kelef. Meaning, we paskin like the day in our Gemara of Tumah Chamura ad Lekelev. It has to be Eino Roy Lachilas Kelev for it to lose its status. Ask the Achronim if it's a Tumas Achila, then right when it's Eino Roy Lachilas Adam, it should already lose its Tumah. Because it's not Roy Lachila anymore. So that shows the other direction. Maybe it's a special type of Tumah. Right? Tumas Maga inside, not a Tumas Achila. Right, they quote the Gemara Nazir Davnun that we pass on like the second day. Says the stipler a beautiful chiddush. Maybe you need a maisa achila without needing ochel. There's a difference between the maisa and the chefsa. All the way the Torah says asher tochal. It's a tumah that comes only through a maisa achila. What's the chiddush of our Gemara? That even if it's ein aroy l'achilas adam, it's still called nevela until it becomes ein aroy l'achilas behema. You don't need it to be ochel. You just need a maisa achila. Wow. That's the stifler. Venera the Yesh Lomar. Delobino in your tumas nevelas oftar, rakshi ebechol tenai maisa achila. Kigon, you don't wrap it in something before you swallow it. Vishalo ye kezayis biose mechle achilas pras. Vishalo ye mixas mi bachutz. Shekol zav echisarn be maisa achila. Aval hadde nifsal me achilas adam. Eino achila. Hello. Ein ze reyusa be maisa achila. Ela ba chepsa shalaneachal. She ein bo taras achila le inyin isurin. Lefish ein bo anas achila. When it comes to isurim, if it's not an ochel, it's not a maisa achila. The Torah here is machadish, that for Tumah V'Tahara, even if it's not an ochel, you could still have a maisa achila. That is the chiddush of the stipler. Again, trying to put together different sources about what is the root definition of Tumas Nevelas of Tahar, and the unique halachos that surround that the area of halacha. Okay, let's continue. Tanan. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin, second to last line, also part of Shas. Machshirin is all about Hukshel HaKabal Tumah, foods, becoming tummy or not. But this has Halacha L'maisa elements as well, as we'll see. Kol Anitzok Tohar. Let's say I am pouring. I am pouring from a cup into a bowl. What's in the bowl is tummy. What's in the cup that I'm pouring is Tahar. But as I pour it, it becomes connected to what is in the bowl underneath. And then I stop pouring. Is what is left in the cup that I am pouring from, is that tameh? There are two reasons why it might be Tame. A, halachically it was connected to what was underneath. There was a chibur between them, A. B, even if we don't believe in lundis, it was a chibur. Do I have to be worried that when I stopped pouring, some of what was in the air that was touching what was below sprung back into the cup that I was pouring from? It sprung back. So maybe that's not a reason to be matame. Those are two reasons, as we'll see, why what's still left in the upper cup is going to be tame. So, kol anitzov tar. Usually we say if you're pouring, it's tar. We don't believe in either of those reasons. Neither of them apply chutz except for midvash hazipin vatzapichis. Except for dvash hatzip tzapichis. Tzapichis comes from tzapichis bidvash. Right? So all these sweet, thick, right? Maybe they're not even liquids. Maybe they are liquids. But either way, they're very thick. So there, we are nervous about something, whether there's a connection or whether it's going to spring back afterwards. We're not sure yet exactly what the reason is. Beishamai omrim, afa mikveh shel grisa, mishel pool. Even if you pour, mikveh is like a porridge or a thick oatmeal of grisin or pool. You have to be worried about those. Why? Mibneshi soled es lachore. He quotes reason number two that we just said. Because it springs back. These are so thick, even after it was in the air and maybe touching what's underneath, it's going to spring back. And that is why one has to be nervous in those cases. Right? That's the Mishnah in Machshirin. So let's just continue, and then Hashem will get back to, maybe if we have time, Irui. Boy Rami Barchama. Yesh nitzok la'ochlin, no ein nitzok la'ochlin. So what about liquefied foods? Nitzok la'ochlin, why are we talking about this? Because we were talking about netzel, and we were speaking about liquefied fat, and all related issues of flesh that you have changed its form. So here too, if you have a food that was liquefied, so when you pour it, you have to be worried what's in the upper cup about what's in the lower cup. Right? You have to be worried about that. Right, it comes up lamaisa, as we'll talk about soon. Let's say I'm pouring from a milcha cup into a fleisha cup. Do I have to be nervous that the steam in the upper, not exactly the same, but it's related. So do I have to be worried about this in this case? Mi amrina, do we say, mishum, and this is a question, Tosas points out, within the Tanakama. Mi amrina, do we say, mishum de isbahu riri, the real issue is that there are strands that spring back, that's riri, vani lesbu riri, and if you have liquefied food, there's nothing springing back. It's liquid. There's nothing coming back, and therefore you don't have to be worried about it. Old dilma mishum the smichenu, or is there an issue of just it's thick and it's connected to what's underneath? The hacha hasmichen, and still there can be a connection between liquefied food. It might not spring back, but it's meaning what's the svar for the Tanakama? That's basically our question. Does the Tanakama say tar, except for those two things, because those two things spring back, or those two things create a connection, even if it doesn't spring back. So Amar Rava, Tashma. Well, let's just try to bring a raya from the following Tosefta. Chelev Hameis Shehu Shalem. If you have a kizayis of Chelev Hameis, kizayis of a corpse, vehitichu, and it was liquefied, tameh. It's still tameh. If it was a kizayis of a mace, doesn't matter what form it is, it's still tameh. That's if it was from one mace. Hayemufurad vehitichu tar. What if it wasn't from one mace? It was different pieces, Rahman al-Islan, of mace. You put them all together. Now there's a kazayas. And then you liquefied it. And now it's one liquid. Tar. That's not mitame, because it didn't all come from one mace. Rahman al-Islan, the Minchas Yitzchak, has a tshuva relating to the soap that was made in the Shoah from Jews. Or, if you have, he talks about srufim, ashes. Are ashes metame? Is that metame? And at the end of the day, he's mekel and saying it's not because of this gemara. Mefured vehiticho is tahar. If it doesn't come from one, you don't have to assume it came from one, tahar, among other svaras that he gives. But either way, that's what this brisa says. Ve'isa, that if it's from different pieces, different sources of humans, so then it's tar. But if it's from one shalem and you melt it, it's tame. Says the Gemara. Ve'isak adaitach ein nitzok la'ochlin. And if you want to say there is no nitzok, meaning if you pour, it's not called connected. Shalem ve'edichonami litar. Then even if you have a kizayis that melts, it shouldn't be tame anymore. Why? Tosas explains when you melt something, doesn't all melt at the exact same time? First, the outside starts melting, right? Liquefying. You have a piece of fat, and then you start burning it. So you start boiling it. So first the outside becomes liquid. And then slowly, slowly it all comes. But stop time after a minute. There are already drops. Those drops now are no longer connected except through nitzok. But one second. It said, the Brisa said that it's all tamei. But if you say there is no nitzok when it comes to something solid that was liquefied, there's no longer a kezias here. It must be yesh nitzok lo'ochlin. It must be that when there's a liquid connected, so then it is mita, it is considered a chibur. And therefore, in the case where you're pouring from the above to below, which it should be a connection, Amr Abzera, Ana, Umar Bre de Ravina, Targimna. No, I can say that there's no raya from that Brisa. Maybe that Brisa is talking about a special type of case. Hachamamaya Skinan Kagon de Bahade de Mirtachle Solik Amuda de Nura Lapume de Mana Vikyorash. You burned it in a way where it basically all became boiling at once. Right? But it all flew up. And there was a kezias that became went there at once. The isa kula gavi adadi. Okay, some type of hechi timsi that it didn't start melting slowly. It all started burning all at once. That is the try. Omer Ravina Larvashi Tashba, try one more time, and then we'll make some comments. Beishamai Omrim Afa Mikvashal Grisa Mishal Pol Mebrei Sheim Soldan Lachorehen. Look at the svar that Beishamai gives in the Mishnah. Beishamai says, because it springs back. So doesn't that show that the Tanakama also holds to that Svara? Tosa says, we don't want to assume that there's a double machlokas. There's a machlokas about a Svara and a machlokas about items. We'd rather say, no, everybody agrees in Svara, and the machlokas is whether this porridge has that element to it. So Gemara says, no, midiyar yot. You have to say that. Hasa mishum stismich and haka mishum riri. It could be that the Tanakama holds of a different svara than Beishamai. Beishamai might hold because it springs back, and the Tanakama might hold because it's thick and it's connected. Right? So there's no raya. We don't end up having any raya in this regard. There's what to talk about here. Let's just look at Tosfos for a minute. Tosfos in the bottom of Dibur Maskil Tashma, last four lines. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Tifshot Mehacha de Chibure Adam Eino Chibur. Here, what we're talking about here, Tosfos says, remember the Brisa said, Chelev Hameis, when it is whole, v'hiticho, it is tame. Right? When it's also, so should you say, actually, you know what, let's wait, because I didn't do the first part of that Tosfos. Let's hold off for that. Let's go back to the other issue that I wanted to mention, Irui. We're talking about pouring from one source to another source. Pouring from a tame to a tar, from tar to a tame, is it called a connection? That comes up halacha l'maisa in Hilchas Kashrus and in Hilchas Shabbos. Whenever I pour something, is that called cooking? Let's say I'm pouring from something boiling hot to something cold. Is that cooking the bottom one? What about the opposite? The sugya in Psachim, tatogvar or ilaogvar? What wins? If I pour cold and hot or hot and cold? Which is it? And Irui, let's say I'm pouring boiling hot water onto something. Does that cook it? So 3 days in the Rishonim. Tosfos and Shabbos quotes three different opinions. What do you mean? How could there be three? Yes or no? No, it's yes, no, or in the middle. Either Irui is Mavashel, or Irui is not Mavashel, and we don't pass them like either day. We pass them like the middle opinion, that Irui is Mavashel Kedei Klipa. It cooks the outer layer. Mavashel Kedei Tosfos and Shabbos, Mavez and Mavez. So why is it important to know about the outer layer? So for Ilchas Kashrus, if it's the outer layer, all you have to do is cut off the outer layer. Let's say you poured something, hot milk onto, something, a piece of fleishes. So Mavashel Kedei Klipa. For Hilchas Shabbos, Bishul is Bishul. You're going to be Chayef. But the post can talk about it. It comes up. Let's say you want to warm up a baby bottle. You want to warm up a baby bottle. It's cold milk, and you want to warm it up. So how do you warm it up? So you could put it into a klisheni. What about pouring boiling hot water on it? So the post can say that is mutter. Because what? You're cooking what's the outer layer? The hard plastic. The hard plastic, there's no cooking by the hard plastic. So that would be mutter, because iri is only mevashel kedei klipa. But on Shabbat, unless you have some type of food, so then it would be a problem, because you're chayav for bishul, whether it's the outer layer or the inner layer. But this is an important sugya of irui in terms of kli. We paskin iri kli rishon is mevashel kedei klipa. Iri kli sheni might be mekelin v'chulu. Remember, the Chazon Ish has a whole totally different definition anyway to kli rishon and kli sheni. The Chazon Ish writes in Arachayim that it's only called a irui cliche. It's only called a klisheni, let's say, if you poured from a kli rishon that was already off the fire. But let's say we have an urn. An urn, let's say I open my urn and pour it into a cup. So most poskim would call that a klisheni. Would call the cup a klisheni. And then you pour it into a second cup, that's a klishlishi. The Chazon Ish would say that first cup is a kli rishon. because it was came poured into from a kli rishon that was still on the fire, that was still connected. That's an urn, and therefore you'd have to do another cup to make it into a kli sheni, and another cup to make it into a kli shlishi, to rely on the heter of Moshe. The Chazon Ish doesn't like kli shlishi heter anyway, but for other areas of halacha where kli sheni makes a difference, so then you would have to use another cup. Okay, let's continue. And maybe we'll start with enough time for that tosas now. Maybe we'll start with that Beit Hashem tomorrow. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara two dots. Valmali tavad rekev. The next part of the Mishnah. What else is a Nazir not allowed to be Matami for? And if he does, he has to be Megaleach and loses Naziris on a spoonful of rekev. First of all, of rekev, that is corpse dust. It's translated as. That means a corpse decomposes and now the it's a combination, let's say, of corpse and dirt. Valmali tavad rekev. Vakamashira, so how much is that? How much is a spoonful? Chizki Amar Kamali pieces ayad. The palm of a hand. Sounds like the palm of a hand without the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kamali Chafnav. Mali Chafnav, the Mefarish says, means it's the entire hand with the fingers. Right? So the first day is just the palm without the fingers. And the Rabbi Yochanan says, even with the fingers. Tanan, 1 minute, the Mishnah tells us, Tanan or Tanya, Pali Tarvad Rekav Sha'amru, Yeshnan Me Iker Etzbo Sulamala. Dear Rabbi Meir, Meir holds. Sounds like just the fingers. It's like a third day. Just the fingers. The Chachamim say no, both of them. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, Huda, Makor, Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yochanan links up to the Rabbanan Shita. Same Shita. Malei Chafnav. Ela Chizkiya Keman, Lokar Bimeyav, Lokar Rabbanan. Chizkiya, who says only like the palm, is not like either of the Tanoim. Because one Tana says only the fingers, one of them says both. So, 2 days. Answer number one. Amri, Mali, Pisas, Hayad, Mali, Kishri, Esposa, Lamala, Chachiru. Maybe it's the same shear, just the palm and just the fingers. So maybe it's the same shear. They're saying the same thing in different words. Number one. Or, Amali, Rav Simi, Bar Adel, Rav Papa, Mimai, Dai, Mikishri, Esposa, Ulamala, the Rosh. Who says, when Rabbi Meir says, Lamala, he means going from where the knuckles meet the hand to the tips of the fingers. Dilma lamata midiyadi davile mali pisas yad. Maybe he's saying exactly Rabbi Shita. He's saying from where the knuckles meet down, what we would call it, closer to the body. So maybe it's the same Shita. So we have the word teku there, but we don't really, it's not really a question that we're trying to answer. He just says, Dilma, maybe this is the pshat. So maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't even have to come on to the say, oh, it's the same shear. Maybe he's saying the exact same thing, in this regard. But the word teku is there. Tosfos takes it out. But this is different issues about what is the shear of Tarvat. Okay, but maybe tomorrow we'll start with this discussion of Tosfos about Chiburei Adam, and then we'll get into other issues on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.